Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
4 o'clock hour, and we're starting it late, but we have started every hour late because there's a lot to talk about.
We're trying to get you right, Hawk.
I've got it right. I wish I could make everyone else get it right.
We're trying to tighten you up.
You know I'm never wrong about this stuff.
We're trying to tighten you up, Hawk.
You know what's funny? Friday's show, I talk about how we're going to look back at this Jimmy blow up. It was like, oh, that 2 days where things went haywire. Remember, he's going to come back and score 30 points. I go, yeah, nothing's going to happen there. It's like, it's going to be water under the bridge. Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler will see the light. I swear it was 2 hours after we got off the air and the Heat suspended him for 7 games.
Are you willing to say this relationship is over?
No, because they said Anthony Chang wrote in the Herald today that if no one trades for Jimmy Butler, that he will be back and participating and playing with the team after the suspension, that the Heat have no interest in paying him $45 million to stay away from the team. And I think, just as I did on Friday, one 30-point performance can correct all the ill will that we've seen over the last few days.
And they're going to be 10 corner threes, because that's all he's going to do is stand in the corner.
Would be amazing if he has reinvented his career as a corner three sharpshooter.
Come on, man. They got to trade. They got
to
do something.
They want to. Oh, by the way, before we get headlines here, because we didn't even do headlines at the 3 o'clock hour, and I got to get back on track here. But before we do, I want to congratulate a friend of ours' son, Aronde Gadsden II, mm-hmm. has declared for the NFL draft, and I think he is going to make a great pro. Be great to see him in a Dolphins uni, another Gadsden in the aqua and orange. But Aronde Gadsden II has declared for the NFL draft. We're very happy for his proud papa, Aronde Gadsden, our friend. All right.
And OG, a little OG and big OG been working for years
towards at this.
Yeah. And just little OG going. I remember him coming to Twin Peaks with us when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he grew into a young man. And just to see that he's now about to be in the NFL is amazing, man. But congratulations to the whole family. And I need to hold some, Hawk. I know you text that, but I need to hold some.
I did. I tried to get in on it real quick. I wanted to get in before the line started. Real quick look at the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Diana Russini of The Athletic, I believe. She tweets out just 4 minutes ago that the Saints have put in a request to speak with Anthony Weaver, the Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator. So unless I missed a team earlier, that is the Chicago Bears and now the New Orleans Saints, who have put in requests to interview Anthony Weaver. Yesterday, there was a warm embrace between Calais Campbell, who I imagine hugging him is like hugging a bear. You know, he's just has like that firm hug embrace. Him and Anthony Weaver. had a special moment at the end of the game yesterday that was caught by the TV cameras, and people were celebrating him yesterday because based on everything and how it ended yesterday, I think one bright spot is Anthony Weaver and his defense. Not that they were great yesterday, but...
Boy, tough to say that after yesterday's game, but yes, statistically, you're correct. But Calais Campbell really overperformed, I think, expectations.
Oh, my goodness. We had a Hall of Famer at the end, and he showed us why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
First ballot now. No arguments. Whenever he retires 5 years later, he's going in.
What'd you guys think of Gerard Mayo getting fired yesterday? Like, literally seconds after the Patriots beat the Bills. In a game they were supposed to win, by the way. The Bills played nobody after Josh Allen got his record of whatever, however many games he's played in a row. But I guess it cost them the number one overall draft pick, and Robert Kraft said, see ya.
I remember the Bears did that to Lovie Smith. or was it Houston when he was with Houston? I don't know. Remember Lovie Smith won the final game that he was supposed to lose? They're like, all right, bye.
I believe this decision was made before that game was played.
100%.
Yeah.
I believe I don't know anything about it. I'm a big believer in if you don't think you have the right person, you got to cut ties. I think Stephen Ross knew that Brian Flores wasn't the right guy for him probably season two and hung on for another season. I think if you don't know you don't have the right person, I think the Dolphins did it with Cam Cameron. It was so apparent. This is not the right guy. And we're not going to stand on ceremony. So, but he was never going to win this season anyway. Gerard Mayo, like, kind of set up to fail there.
Yeah. And it's kind of what I, with Spurrier and Zook, the guy after the guy, you're going to fail. Because, with Spurrier left Florida, it was like, that's Steve Spurrier, national championship, Heisman Trophy winners. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. Oh, we got Ron Zook now. Like, you're going to fail. Gerard Mayo was not going to live up to anything that Bill Belichick has ever done.
And he probably, I'm not a Patriots fan, but he probably mangled the quarterback situation because I think Drake May probably would have been better off starting all season.
Yeah, Drake May start. And then Milton balled last game.
Did you see him yesterday? Did you see one of those plays he made? Holy so we mackerel.
We draft two quarterbacks, and you don't play either one of them, dum-dum.
Right, who'd they go with? Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, it's just, and Mayo, I know Mayo. We played against each other. I know him. You know, if we see each other, we say what's up, but I don't think he should ever have been the head coach of the Patriots.
Then don't hire him.
Oh, I'm with you. And that's why they said, like Hawk said, they got the hell on. They hired him, and then they said, yep, bad idea. And they fired
mistake.
Him. They should have started Drake May from the beginning, and then now you have two quarterbacks better than the guy you started for six games.
Right.
That's just dumb.
Couple other Dolphins notes. Austin Jackson said today, confirming he had a meniscus tear and expects to be ready for next year's opener. Jalen Phillips expects to be ready for next year's opener as well. Dolphins aren't the only organization that have publicly backed their brass. Giants president John Mara announced Brian Daboll and general manager Joe Shane are back next season. And Jim Irsay released a similar statement as well, backing your boy Crowder Steichen. And I forgot the general manager's name, but they get the vote of confidence by Jim Irsay, who I'm sure was sober when he sent out that tweet.
I like Shane Steichen. I'm not going to lie. Daboll, yeah, I like Steichen.
Doug Peterson gets canned, 4-13 season, but the general manager in Jacksonville, literally nobody knows his name, not even the reporters, so they weren't able to post it on social media, but he is staying.
I talked to, what's his name, the owner? Shad Khan. Mm-hmm. I talked to him in New York one time. Had no idea who I was, and he just says the same thing over and over again. Oh, yes. Oh, sounds good. Nice to meet you. Oh, yes. Sounds good. Nice to meet you.
A charmer.
I could have said anything. Yes, sounds good. Nice to meet you.
The Bengals, they fired Lou Anarumo. That's their defensive coordinator. He's been there forever. They fired a bunch of guys. Their O-line coach, Frank Pollock.
And Ken Dorsey get fired from Cleveland.
Yeah, he got canned too. Yeah.
Hmm. You fire a guy that had Dante Travis and Robinson. What's his name?
Yeah.
DTR.
DTR.
Listen, give me the groceries. Got to make something edible.
make a meal, huh?
The thing with Dorsey, though, is that he got fired from Buffalo, and then Joe Brady took over the offense, and they've been trending upward ever since. And even this year, they lose Stephon Diggs, and they got better. Like, it wasn't the best look for Ken Dorsey. You know, we all love Ken Dorsey. Just wasn't the best look there.
Seeing on ESPN right now, Adam Schefter, Bears have requested to interview Mike McCarthy from the Cowboys.
Why?
They need a stabilizing presence after
They need a guy, Eberflus. They need a guy that can develop a young quarterback.
True.
Is that Mike McCarthy? I don't know. Is that his thing? But they need a guy because Caleb is very talented, but they need somebody that knows how to deal with young quarterback.
But Mike McCarthy is the head coach of another football team.
Well, his contract's up, though. Like, he's done.
Yeah, they're not in the playoffs. He's a free agent now.
It says his contract expires next week.
Gotcha. Jerry Jones is like, oh, okay. No request needed. There's no way they're bringing it. Jerry Jones is bringing him back, right? Like, there's just no way.
I don't know. He kind of left open that possibility at the end of the season.
Listen, money talks.
Well, I just think
how much you got, Chicago? How much you got, Dallas?
I really believe that Jerry Jones, Stephen Ross, as you get to that age, the thought of starting over with new general managers, new coaches, new personnel people, it becomes less and less appealing. I mean, the clock's running. I'm not even kidding.
Now you sound like Solano on Dolphins Uncensored. When I was listening one day and he was like, Stephen Ross about to Stephen Ross about to die. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
This is the strangest pregame. Crowder texted us. He goes, this is the strangest pregame I've ever heard
in my life.
All I said, and clearly I was wrong, all I said was the Dolphins lost to the Packers, and then they followed it up losing to the Texans. Two good teams. You were kind of measuring yourself with those two teams. Tua was healthy. Stephen Ross has to be looking at himself at 84 years old. And again, I was wrong. But 84 years old saying, if I want to blow it up one more time, this might be the year to do it because I don't have that much time left to do a full rebuild.
Yeah, I just don't think you do that in your 80s. How old is Jerry Jones? He in his 80s?
He's got to be.
107. Right?
400.
When your age is lower than your body temperature, you're not doing rebuilds.
82.
Or higher. Age is higher. How old is he?
82.
82.
Yeah. No, this is the thing with Mike McCarthy.
Let's play this.
I had to look it up.
How old is Shad Khan?
He has a full head of black hair.
And a nice wispy mustache. How old do you think he is?
78.
67. Lana? 67.
Jimmy?
I'm going to say 70.
74. And Crowder wins that round.
There we go.
He met him.
I did. We actually both thought our car was, like, we both had cars coming, and a black Escalade pulled up, and we were both standing there, and then it wasn't either one of ours, and we started talking, but all he said was, sounds good, nice to meet you. Sounds good, nice to meet you. But the thing with Mike McCarthy, he has 3 12-5 seasons before this season of 7-10. Like, you're a 12-5 coach for me. Does 1 7-10 season make me get rid of you?
With Prime Aaron Rodgers, though.
How old do you think Mark Davis is?
No. This is in Dallas.
Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Mark Davis with the little Chucky Bob?
Yeah.
75.
Lana?
Bro, that guy looks like he's 90 years old, man. 90.
Mark Davis? Like,
yeah.
But he runs, Solana, though. He runs. You got to understand.
Oh, Mark Davis doesn't look super old. Do you know who? Like, he's got blonde hair. Mark it just happens to be a bowl cut.
Yeah.
Mark Davis doesn't look old, Hawk?
Hawk.
He doesn't look 90.
His teeth look 90.
Hawk, Solana, he ran, Solana.
Ran Hawk. What? What does he run?
He yeah, runs the street.
Look 90.
He looks 86.
Does not happen. He's 69.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah.
What's up with that hair, though?
He needs to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic or whatever it's called.
How about Arthur Blank?
Ooh, 81.
You nailed it.
Really?
Although this one says Jerry Jones is 81, so maybe they're all a year older. This might be a one-year-old article.
Oh.
Robert Kraft.
85.
78.
Lana?
78.
Jimmy?
82.
83. Crowder and Jimmy split this round.
Hey, Jimbo.
How old
you got on the wool sweater?
Mickey Arison is.
Oh, 78. He looks young and spry.
Mickey Arison?
Mickey Arison.
The owner of the Miami Heat?
The owner of the Miami Heat.
Oh, he can't be a day older than 50.
Jimmy?
74.
75.
Jimbo.
How about Bruce Sherman? Owner of the Marlins, could anyone on this show recognize Bruce Sherman out somewhere?
No chance.
I literally would not recognize him.
I wanted to look him up, but I didn't want to cheat the game, but now I'm going to look him up.
Well, guess his age first.
73.
Lana?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen Bruce Sherman, so I don't know, 80, but I'm just guessing.
He is 76 to 77. They don't seem to have a birth date for him. It just says born 1948, and it says age 76 to 77.
That's crazy. Like, Wikipedia doesn't even have accurate info of the Miami Marlins.
Did you see the Marlins, by the way, are the only team in Major League Baseball who have not spent one penny in free agency so far?
You can't do the same thing and expect different results.
Jimmy, you know. Did you stop somewhere for lunch today?
No, I did not.
Did you have dinner last night somewhere out?
No, I did not.
Lunch out the day before?
No.
This is going well.
I don't think you're getting what's going on here.
That's great work, Jimmy.
I don't think you're. Say a number, Jimmy. Say a number. Jimmy, say a number.
76. I haven't done that for a week and a half. Nope. like my cousin Vinny when they call the witness and it just everything he says blows up their case. Nope. No, I have not.
Nope.
All right. Anything else in the headline, Solana?
Yeah, let me just run through some important stuff that you need to know. The Miami Heat tonight will play in Sacramento. That is at 10 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow they play against...
Tonight?
They do. Tomorrow they play against the Golden State Warriors. So this is the first night of a back-to-back set. Game one of six for the Heat out on the West Coast. No Jimmy Butler, of course. De'Aaron Fox.
Guess the line. Heat tonight in Sacramento.
I already bet it. I know it.
Alana, you want to guess?
Kings minus two.
Minus four.
Man, I got it at four.
And you bet the Kings?
I bet the Heat.
My guy.
My whole thought is that, like, yeah, now they embarrass themselves. Now Spo figures it out, and, you know, now they compete with, you know.
Spo can figure out he's got the most mediocre team he's had in his coaching career.
It's the Sacramento Kings, though. We're not playing them.
Well, it was Utah.
Nuggets.
Yeah, we're not playing the Jazz. They'll only lose by 10.
I bet the Heat already, plus four.
The Florida Panthers are out west as well. They get the Colorado Avalanche tonight. They're going to play the Utah Hockey Club. Remember them? We spent a lot of time talking about their future mascot, team name, and whatever. They're going to play them later in the week. But tonight, they get the Colorado Avalanche. Of course, the Marlins host the Expos tonight. First pitch, 2 in the morning. Burke Badenhop gets the start for the Fish. Oh, you're paying attention. All right. Oh, look at that. Look at these two guys listening to headlines.
The Hopper. The rare 2 a.m. start. That would have been so great if neither of us heard that. Oh, I should have just went, okay.
I got you with Burke Badenhop, though. When's the last time you heard a Burke Badenhop reference?
Where did you pull that out of? Oh,
I love the Hopper, man.
That was great.
Yeah. Used to party with him, too, right? Chris Volstad, no, Burke Badenhop, Alfredo Amezaga.
Chris Volstad and
Dan Ugler.
Dan Ugler and Willis.
Dontrell.
I was with Dontrell the night he got arrested. I won't tell the story.
Jimmy, you ever have lunch with Burke Badenhop?
I'm afraid not.
Jimmy, when's the last time you went to lunch?
Yesterday.
All right. Anything else, Hopper?
Where do you eat?
Funny.
Your weather from the Demesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. It is in the mid 70s, drop down in the mid 60s. That is your weather.
That was funny. We needed that today.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder. Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell.
In a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
All right. It's not a Victory Monday. It's the opposite of that. It's a really terrible Monday. It's a terrible Monday for Dolphins Nation, Heat Nation, any nation. Terrible Monday, but is what it is. You want to know the 32 Dolphins set to become unrestricted free agents?
Yes.
Okay. These are unrestricted. Well, here's the unrestricted free agents. I'll give you this. Tyler Huntley, Jeff Wilson Jr., Braxton Berrios, River Craycraft, D. Eskridge, Anthony Schwartz, Grant Dubose. Anthony Schwartz, a restricted free agent. Grant Dubose, they have exclusive rights. Unrestricted, though. Jack Stoll, that's a tight end. I've never even heard of him. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Wynn, Robert Jones, Liam Eikenberg is an unrestricted free agent.
Loved you.
You're letting him go?
Letting him go.
Kendall Lamb, unrestricted free agent. Calais Campbell, Benito Jones, Emmanuel Ogba, Tyus Bowser, Anthony Walker Jr., Tyrell Dodson, another INT.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Riley, Saron Neal, Cater Kohu is a restricted free agent, and then unrestricted Javon Holland, Jordan Poyer, Elijah Campbell. A lot of unrestricted free agents. Some of them were difference makers, I think. Some of them you'll be happy to see depart.
I started writing down the list, and then I scratched it out and just started writing down the guys that I would talk to. Berrios, I think, can play. I enjoy him in a little slot and returning punts and all that.
He's got to be old, though. I mean, but you've got Malik Washington now returning punts. I don't think there's a spot for Berrios.
No Berrios. Is Lamb? Lamb's young. Isaiah Wynn has been hurt.
No, Kendall Lamb.
Isaiah Wynn.
Kendall Lamb just had back surgery. It's why he didn't play yesterday. He's also up there in age. I don't think he's young at all.
Is he older?
Yeah, I don't think Lamb is going to be back next season.
Okay, injury settlement with Lamb. I'm just scratching off my list. I would if Calais Campbell wants to play, I would like to have him on my roster. But speaking as a player, I think Calais Campbell should go somewhere and that can compete in the playoffs because he's older in age. So I don't think Campbell's come back. The only ones that piqued my interest were Kohu and Holland, and I think Holland's going to price himself out. Somebody's about to give Holland a lot of money.
Yeah. Kendall Lamb's 32, by the way.
Yeah, so never mind Cam. I would love Holland's going to price it. No.
Isaiah Wynn?
Isaiah Wynn's been hurt for 10 years.
Benito Jones?
Yes. It'll be a cheap nose tackle. Somebody that can be out there if you need them to.
Yeah. One nose tackle away, Hawk. There we go.
Solana, Jordan Poyer.
Get out of here.
I mean, you can't lose both your safeties.
If Jordan Poyer's on this team next year, I'm done.
You guys realize Jordan Poyer is next to Aaron Rodgers in this video on Netflix in this documentary, literally high as a kite. Like, what the hell are the Dolphins singing? This guy's drinking ayahuasca all day.
Do you understand that I got drafted with Aaron Rodgers?
That is wild.
Aaron went 22 and I went 70 in the same year. I've been retired for a decade. And Aaron's going to play next year, too.
Watch. You think?
Watch.
For sure.
He's going to play next year.
I kind of feel like that was a good game for him to end on. And like, first of all, they were talking about this. I can't remember what show I was watching. What team? Because he's not going to go play for a losing team.
Mm-hmm.
So what good team watched Aaron Rodgers the last two seasons with the Jets and says, you know what? Because he's not going to come cheaply. He brings a lot of attention, a lot of media. What team is going to go get Aaron Rodgers?
Whatever top team doesn't get their quarterback in the draft.
What good team needs a quarterback? That's the issue. Usually the good teams have quarterbacks.
The way I see it, Hawk, there's going to be a team that feels like they're teetering on contender that loses their starting quarterback. The Dolphins losing Ryan Tannehill 6-7 seasons ago, they signed Jay Cutler. It'll be one of those situations where Aaron Rodgers won't sign with anybody in the offseason. He doesn't want to go through training camp. And then all of a sudden, you're in a situation where you need a quarterback, and you're like, you know what? Bleep it. We'll give this guy another chance, and he'll be ready.
Okay, so Tennessee, this is the draft order. Tennessee, Cleveland, Giants, New England, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, right? All of those aren't going to pick up quarterbacks. Travis Hunter's going to go somewhere in there.
But they're bad teams. He doesn't want to go play for a bad team. My point is you got to look at the reverse order of the draft and see which team needs a quarterback. He's not going to play for the Giants and Brian Daboll. Like, nope. As much as I'm sure he's got a nice apartment in New York, like, he's going to play for a good team.
Geno Smith is not under contract in Seattle.
There, now there's an right. There you go. Now even, you're onto something.
Even Las Vegas. Like that way. Las Vegas.
Vegas.
See, to me, it's Vegas, first of all.
But would he go work for Tom Brady?
Why not?
Aaron Rodgers. Brady is going to take marching orders from Tom Brady.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers trying to replicate? Isn't he trying to replicate what Brady did, which was leave his longtime organization, go elsewhere, find success? Tom Brady has the blueprint, and Aaron Rodgers could say, you know what? All right, let's go see if we can make this work. Their defense is good.
I just – Hawk, he balled. I think the same reason I thought he was going to ball yesterday against the Dolphins is the same reason he comes back. It's not about money. It's not about legacy. It's not about anything other than proving people wrong that doubt him because he's a butt wipe. Like, that's what people want. He just wants to prove people wrong.
But in order to prove them wrong, he knows it has to be stacked in his favor. He can't single-handedly prove people wrong with a crappy team.
And tell Las Vegas or, you know, some others, say, hey, we have to load up. I'll come back one more time. Like, I want to do what Brady did at the end. I want to have Mike Evans. I want to have a loaded defense. I want to come out here. Brady in Tampa, Peyton Manning in Denver, I think that's how Aaron Rodgers
wants to end. Yep.
That's the blueprint. Yep. So that's what he tries to find a Peyton Manning Denver in the offseason. But I do not think.
I just think the chances are. I just think the options are limited because it has to be a good team who happens to be in need of a quarterback.
And to your point, Justin Herbert goes down in L.A. Week four.
Well, that's a different scenario. I'm talking about starting with a team because he's not going to be a backup. Yeah. So it'd have to be like he's not going to go play there unless Herbert were to go down early. If you were Seattle. Who would you rather have? Would you rather re-sign Geno Smith or would you rather bring in Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, Geno Smith.
I think so too.
Geno had you at 10-7. Aaron Rodgers had you at 4-12.
For sure, Geno Smith. But I did I saw a video today, the head coach of the Seahawks, Mike McDonald, I think is his name, or Mac McDonald, whatever, something like that.
Mike. Yeah.
I nailed it then. he was asked, like, is there reason to believe Geno Smith won't be back next year? And he's like, I have no reason to believe that he won't be back next year. It was like a weird response. Rather than, he'll be back next year, I spoke with him, feel good about it. It was like this weird, I don't know, vague response almost. So maybe
would you trade Tua for Geno Smith straight up, Crowder?
No.
Solana?
Yes, I would.
Really? That's interesting, Solana. So you would...
Yes, I would.
Tell you what, guy plays every game and he makes maybe an eighth of what Tua Tagovailoa is going to make next year to play 11 games and go 5-6 in those 6-5 in those games. So you know what? I would. I'd trade Tua for Geno Smith straight up. Right now, if Geno Smith was a starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins for all 17 games this season, they would have been a playoff team.
There, fair enough. There you go. We'll talk more about that in the 5 o'clock phone.
No, we won't.
Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.